point, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to go through all of it with you one step at a time. I'm going to compile all the different data, the articles, the sources, the anomalies, the impossibilities, and explain to you mathematically why Joe Biden did not win the election on November 3rd. Now, you can say there's unsubstantiated allegations of fraud, but I can tell you this. When he wins 349 less counties than Barack Obama, but they would have you believe that he got 10 million more votes, hogwash. Hogwash. It's just simply not true. And there's a whole host of things to go with that, and we'll get to that. I'm going to dig deeper in hour number two, but at some point I'm going to do the whole thing. I'm going to break it down for you. Every number, every discrepancy, every anomaly, every improbability. Joe Biden didn't win this election. I'm more convinced of it today than I was before. I wasn't wrong about the enthusiasm or the Trump rallies or the caravans or the boat parades or any of it. I was right, and so were you. We should fight for it right now. And fight for it to the bitter end, because what they're stealing is not from Donald Trump, but it's from you, the voters. 75 million that actually did vote for Donald Trump. I have no idea how many people actually voted for Joe Biden. I have no idea whatsoever. All the metrics indicated that Donald Trump would win. The economy, the enthusiasm, the turnout, the voter registration surges for Republicans over the past 4 years, not to mention just the past 6 months. Every single indicator. And it's not even close. Meanwhile, the president, through all of this, did what he said he was going to do with Operation Warp Speed. He said he was going to deliver a vaccine within a year. Anthony Fauci said that couldn't be done. Anthony Fauci, like usual, was wrong. Again. Listen to this MSNBC anchor. When she learns of the distribution plan for COVID-19, when she learns about the plan for COVID-19 vaccines being distributed to America, listen to her response. Bite five. Bite number five. Go.
What is your expectations come June for how many Americans will have had this vaccine?
100% of Americans that want the vaccine will have had the vaccine by that point in time. We will have over 300 million doses available to the American public well before then.
Wow. Wow. Says MSNBC. Yeah. Remarkable, isn't it, that they're trying to give credit to Joe Biden? Limping Joe. If you didn't know, he broke his foot playing with the dog. This is how frail this guy is. He'll be in a cast for the next many weeks because he broke his foot playing with his dog over the weekend. Nothing says vitality and vigor like Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Dr. Michael Osterholm, one of Joe Biden's leading advisors, the guy that said we will lock the country down if that's what we need to do, and then quickly retreated. That was a couple of weeks ago. He says they need to explain in detail the safety of vaccines, why you should have one, and why it's okay, even if you call it the Trump vaccine. Bite number six. Listen to Dr. Osterholm. Bite six.
What we have to do is really a very active and I think very comprehensive education program right now to help people understand why these vaccines are safe and effective. And that's missing right now. Operation Warp Speed has done a great deal to bring us vaccines quickly and effective vaccines at that. But they've not done at all any real work to help the public become comfortable with these vaccines, and that's what we need to do right now, is to address that very concern that you raised. That is being heard throughout the country. I would even go one step further and say among the communities of the Black community, the Indigenous community, and the communities of color, the rates of concern are even much higher. In some cases, up to 75% of young Black men indicated they will not take this vaccine because they fear it's an experiment. So I think we have a lot of work to do here before we can really impact this pandemic with vaccines.
And the real experiment, as we just discussed, was stealing the election. Nothing to do with the vaccine. Donald Trump did as he promised. Donald Trump did as he promised. By the way, in the world of business, it's been great for the markets. Oh, good Lord. Did you see Moderna's going through the roof? Pfizer's doing great. AstraZeneca, I haven't looked, but Jim Cramer made it clear that vaccinations will be there for everyone. Everyone. In the very near future. It's never been done before. None of it's ever been done before. But let's hear Jim Cramer, bite number 7. Go.
This is Warp Speed, and Warp Speed's run by the Army. And it's going to be run by, it's going to go to long-term care facilities. At the same time, it's going to go to healthcare workers. But I think the good news here, it's going to go to a lot of people that no one thought they could get to very early. You shotgun the entire level when you include Moderna, and don't even talk about J&J, to Moderna and Pfizer. I think that everybody in this country will have the opportunity to be vaccinated by May. I think a lot of people who are in a high-risk category will be able to get vaccinated January, February, March. David, I got to tell you, I think that Warp Speed is being run in a non-political way, in a way we can be proud of, in a way that will make it so that we are headed toward herd immunity, even if a lot of people decide to opt out.
Even if people decide to opt out. Herd immunity. I mean, look at it. Pfizer's already packaged and ready to go. So is Moderna. They're just waiting for emergency FDA approval for distribution. The product is already packaged and ready to go. And by the way, Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine, expected early January, will be one shot, not two. Pfizer and Moderna are a two-shot deal. You know, you have to go back and get a booster shot. Not so with J&J. Johnson & Johnson says they got that covered. One and done. Their stock should be worth twice as much. Yeah, for those that don't like needles, they should be worth twice as much. Ah, yes, Tuesday, the 1st of December, can you believe it? Christmas, so close. We'll be right back here on the Steve Cooper Show. Don't go anywhere.